One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
You don't wake up dreaming of McDonald's fries. You wake up dreaming of McDonald's hash browns. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control, and the dunk! Oh, my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, not quite Gary Darby. Gary's off doing the Grizzlies
again.
You're
better looking than Gary, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm better looking than you. Gary's off doing the Grizzlies tonight, so... It's just me, Chuck, and Mr. Porter, Yancey.
Yeah, we've been on this boat before.
Yeah, absolutely. We can handle it. Open the show is brought to you with the First South Farm Credit. I think I can read this.
Yeah.
With over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, we're ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit.
What year did you start learning how to read in Bahia? About seventh grade?
Yeah, eighth or ninth grade. Yeah.
Right before high school.
That was remedial, too. and then we did cursive writing when I was a junior.
Gosh, I can't even imagine that. That would have been something to see your cursive writing.
Yeah, it's really legible. It looks like a doctor. You know, I don't know how pharmacists do it. Anyway... You know, ups and downs of a Rebel week, but
yeah.
Two really good situations with the men's and the women's basketball team making the NCAA tournament, which we knew going in.
Yep.
But it's just a matter of what the seeding was and who the opponents were going to be. I think we're pretty happy with the sixth seed with the men, fifth seed for the women. I don't think Coach Yo was real happy hosting.
It was a joke.
Should have hosted, I thought, a game, but didn't. She got to go out to Waco, Texas for her first round, and we're going to play the winner of North Carolina and San Diego State Friday.
Basketball.
In Milwaukee.
Yep.
Was it 3 p.m., I think?
3 p.m. Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who you want to play there?
I don't want to play North Carolina. They won eight out of 10 going into the tournament. Should have had Duke beat. They got, you know, top 10 talent, obviously.
Yeah.
They seem to be playing their best ball, kind of getting things together. But I still like the matchup. They only have one quad one win all season. I think Ole Miss, the big thing to me was getting back to playing defense. You know, I was tickled me. I saw some people in the message board saying, Ole Miss needs to shoot 12, 14, 15, make – three-pointers like that ain't going to happen. You know, that's just not them. They're not a shooting team. Yes, they did against Kentucky, and maybe BYU and a couple of the non-conference, but they got to get back to playing defense, and I thought they played really, really good defense, starting with that Tennessee game and carried over. And, that Auburn game, they were locked down. So I like where they are right now defensively. Got to get Petula going. I think he was 1-for-15 in the SEC tournament from three-pointers. He'll be a key. That is your three-point shooter right there. So I think a lot of kind of rest on his shoulders. Sometimes gyms just don't hold your eyesight. And obviously, he didn't like Nashville too much.
All right. Well, that got completely off subject than what I was talking about, but that's okay.
That's okay. Hey, my mind goes from here and there. You can ask my wife.
You're fine, brother. You're fine. Five Things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham, who currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee. Take it away, Yancey.
Yeah, the men's hoops bracket, I think, are good matchups for Ole Miss in the first two rounds. And if they can get past that bracket, Chucky, they get to travel to Atlanta. Can you imagine how many Ole Miss fans would make it to the Sweet 16? It would be epic. Thought number two, if Ole Miss's men's team can continue to play defense like they did in the last four games, they'll have just that chance to make it back to Atlanta. Thought number three, personally, I think Ole Miss's women's hoop team got hosed to not be a host. The rationale from the committee was that Maryland had more top 100 wins. They didn't mention that Ole Miss had twice as many quad one wins and a much better strength of schedule in that ranking. That's okay. I think Coach Joe and her team will come in with a chip on their shoulder. Thought number four, on the baseball, I don't think there could have been a worse outcome to lose the series than what transpired Sunday. You allowed 6 unearned runs and simply blew the game. That was the formula the last two seasons. Thought number five, the good news is that there are pieces to the puzzle to fix the infield problems. Move Chain back to shortstop when he comes back from the DL. But until he returns, insert Randall. And then once Randall Chain returns, moving Udemart to first base, Randall to second base, and Hill back to his best position, third base, would give Ole Miss a much better defensive unit in the infield.
All right. We'll be right back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it could still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal, nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by the Farish Group, your partner in retirement. The Farish Group has over 20 years of experience and proven track record helping retirees invest and not outlive their savings during retirement. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I need that as well.
If you're nearing or already retired, please call the Farish Group office at 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation at 601-607-4141. And now we bring in our good buddy, basketball analyst and guru, Mr. Gordon Ford. How you doing, Gordon?
Wonderful, Chuck. Ready for this NCAA tournament to get started and hopefully for Rebels wins.
So what did you think about the draw and the situation?
Well, first of all, I think it's a good draw. I mean, they play the winner of San Diego State in North Carolina, and this is probably not one of your better North Carolina teams. They did not have a quad one victory. A lot of people were shocked that they even got in the tournament. San Diego State, they barely got in. They lost to Boise State and actually beat them out to go to the tournament after, you know, being in the Mountain West. Last year they were in the Final Four. And you look at Ole Miss, I think they match up with either one of these teams. North Carolina doesn't have a lot of size. They got R.J. Davis who can shoot it. San Diego State kind of plays like Ole Miss, but they don't have as good of players they had last year. But it's going to be an interesting game, and if they win that, they have a good shot at possibly if Iowa State beats Lipscomb. And, you know, Iowa State's lost their best player for the year, a kid named Gilbert, but they've been playing without him, playing fairly well. And I think it's going to be a good matchup for Ole Miss. I could see them possibly getting the Sweet 16 if they get past that first team.
Last year, San Diego State, if I remember correctly, had some wide bodies, man, several of them, guys that looked like Malik Dia, but five or six of them. You're saying they're not as stout this year as they've been?
No, not. I mean, they were 21-9 this year. They're not as stout as they were. I mean, like I said, they barely got in the tournament, so that's an indication they're in the play-in game. But, you know, they're not what they were last year. But they are a good team. Don't get me wrong. They, you know, they play strong, fundamental basketball. Their coach is Brad Dutcher. And you'll remember his dad, Jim Dutcher, when Ole Miss played Minnesota in the NIT. He was the head coach.
Oh, okay.
Then.
Yeah.
And, you know, they play very, you know, strong, fundamental basketball. But, you know, they can't shoot as well as they did last year. And, you know, North Carolina, if we played them, that would be an interesting matchup. They don't have the size they've had in the past. They have a kid 6'10", 6'11", Washington, who's okay. But, you know, I think we're a very good matchup, that being Ole Miss, for either one of those squads.
I like the way Ole Miss has been playing here. In the tournament, I thought they played well, you know. Good, like Yancey said earlier, good defense. The shooting could be a lot better, but, you know, shooting comes and goes. Hopefully they'll straighten some of that out and be on target in the NCAA tournament.
No doubt about that. And I'll tell you another thing. Padilla, I mean, he did not play real well against Arkansas, but he hit the shot when it counted. And one thing is, I've been saying this all along, I think he needs to shoot more since Burrell's been, you know, not himself anymore. But I think this team has given a great effort. And, you know, hey, they won 22 games. They won 10 SEC games. And that's a lot to be said for that.
When they tied Auburn the other day at 46-46, I really thought they were going to win the game, but then I thought they kind of panicked with their next three or four possessions and tried to force the issue rather than letting the game come to them, which they did to get it tied. But then they, you know, they just kind of, I don't know, flittered it away, and Auburn, meanwhile, scored 6 or 8 points, and it basically game over.
Yeah, Chuck, you and I have talked about this before. They go in lulls, and unfortunately, I'm with you. I thought they had a shot at going to win it because it's tough to beat a team three times in a row. But then again, they went into one of their lulls there and, you know, just couldn't put it away.
What are the keys, you think, for Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, regardless of who wins, San Diego State or North Carolina?
I think they've got to continue to play extremely good defense. And I think one of the things is that our guards can steal the ball, and neither one of these teams really have great guards. So if we can pressure them and we get Dia playing like he should, and, you know, some other help from some other guys, and Padilla hitting shots and maybe Morrell stepping up, and rebounding. And, you know, we've rebounded a lot better lately.
We really have.
Hopefully,
yes,
that we get in there and rebound and do those things and play solid defense. I mean, you know, if San Diego State wins, I think that guy's a pretty good coach. But I don't think much of Hubert Davis, and I think that Beard will out-coach him.
Guys, I'm looking at the stats right here. Chucky and G-Man, and for the season, San Diego State has hit 233 three-pointers, Ole Miss has hit 231, and North Carolina's hit 234. So the reason I bring that up is, you know, the weakness for Ole Miss is size, rebounding, and shooting three-pointers. And so, that is fascinating. They're within three three-pointers, all three teams right there for the season in 30-plus games. And then rebounding, they're all within 1.5 rebounds per game. So neither one of those teams are, you know, crash-the-board type teams, which has given Ole Miss problems this season, mainly there, Mississippi State and Auburn. So, I mean, I like the matchups there. And then I know we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but if you get past that first round and you get Iowa State, they're without their – all everything big man, so that's a break in Ole Miss's favor as well.
But you talk about that, Yancey, those stats. Remember, we were in the SEC, that being Ole Miss, and the ACC is the worst it's been in years. You know, they were 34-4, the SEC was against the ACC. The Mountain West is a good league, but, you know, they're not that. So, you know, I think Ole Miss has done it against stiffer competition.
Did either one of y'all see this moron that calls himself a basketball analyst? I think his last name is Doyle. Mm-hmm. He said that Ole Miss is a fraud, and the Ole Miss team is a fraud and shouldn't be in the NCAA tournament. And when the media –
I have no idea who that gentleman is.
I don't either. But when we presented that to – the media presented that to Chris Beard today in his press conference. He glossed over it at first, but you could tell he was boiling. And somebody else asked another question. He said, "Wait a minute, I want to go back to this fraud thing." He said, "You know, we've got great road wins. We've got great non-conference wins. We didn't lose to any team that wasn't in the NCAA tournament.
NCAA.
Yeah. And you know,
well, as a matter of fact, they beat Colorado State, who won the Mountain West.
Yeah.
You know, and several other teams. You're right, Chuck.
BYU, Louisville, Purdue down to the last second on that Georgia game night.
But he was he didn't like that much. I think he's going to use that as bulletin board material.
Lost. This is his fourth team to take to the NCAAs. And, I mean, Beard hadn't been coached and head coach, what, G-Man, maybe 12, 13 years. It's not like this is 30, 35 years. Fourth team he's already taken to the NCAA and never lost the first round.
Hey, G-Man, we're up against a break.
That continues, and I believe it will.
I do, too.
Hey, G-Man, we're up against a break. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Talk to you next week.
And hopefully talk about that Sweet 16 matchup.
Bye-bye.
You too. All right, we'll be right back with more wonderful Rebel Sports Talk after these important messages from our sponsors.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, welcome back to the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Let's take a look at our text messages here, Yancey. Brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com. Great real estate agency in our city. What is your estimate of how many basketball players return for next year? Well, basically, the ones that can are Malik Dia, Eduardo Klofke, and John Bowl. And I asked Beard today, I said, is Dia going to come back for sure? And he kind of dodged the question. I don't think he knows yet, but I don't think there's any issues. I just think they probably have to negotiate the NIL deal and yada, yada, yada.
And he's got such a high ceiling, you wonder what that number is going to come in from, from not only him, but other schools are offering. And, you know, which ones offers are real. You know, agents love to post those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, school X is offering $1 million, and they're really offering $300,000. You know, this. You know, you got to wait through the waters. I mean, Dia, I mean, I think one more year under Beard, he'll be a completely different player. I do. It would do him a lot of good. He's not going to get drafted in the NBA. I know he'll come out and say he's going to test the waters, but
he needs consistency.
Yeah,
that's what he needs. And I'm wondering if that's a conditioning thing. You know, big guys are hard to get conditioned. He doesn't play but like 23 minutes a game.
Yep.
We need him to play 30, 32 minutes a game and be more consistent with his production. But he's got that in him. I mean, you see, he go to Alabama, get 22 points and 19 rebounds.
Yeah.
You know, in a huge upset over there in Tuscaloosa. I mean, you know, he's got it in him. So
it's in there. He could be an All-American candidate. You know, if he needs to get stronger in the offseason, getting better conditioning and, you know, just playing smarter. Don't try to be MJ and be a center.
Who is the X factor on our men's team that plays well and puts us in the Sweet 16? Well, obviously, Padula can't go 1-for-12 or whatever he went in the SEC tournament for us to advance too far. I mean, he's the guy that's kind of the spark from the outside. Dia's got to show up. The rest of them have been fairly consistent. Dre Davis could use a little more consistency, but yeah,
he's got more consistent. I think Bright is the one that would be my guy. He shot 3 field goals and 4 field goals in the SEC tournament. It's very odd. 7 total shots.
Yeah.
He needs to be more involved.
Well, I was watching those games, and they put a little
on him. I know.
Yeah, they put a little extra on him, and I don't blame them. If I was defending the Rebels, I'd make sure he was taken care of.
When he's playing well, it's hard to beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, and Juju Murray, I'm not saying he's been a disappointment, but he's got to be a little more dynamic as well. In my opinion,
played fantastic against Arkansas, and then if those shots were falling against Auburn, you know, he was being more assertive offensively. He just needs to hit his shots. When he's hitting his shots, he's really, really good. When he's not, he kind of goes in a hole.
Yeah, and I don't know. He doesn't seem to have some guys can shoot themselves out of slumps.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to. If he misses 2 or 3 early in the game,
on the shell,
he's pretty much done.
Yeah.
Or at least that's been his history to me.
Yeah. You're right.
All right. The Rebel Injury Report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're the official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. Been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years and have clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. You can reach them at 662-513-2000 or can request an appointment through their website at oxfordortho.org. Oh, I forgot one text message up here. These text messages are kind of weird to watch. Want to know who might be another candidate to be a closer besides Connor Spencer on the baseball team.
Yeah, he's not getting as much swing and misses. I mean, look, the Sunday was not his fault. You know, I mean, he came in for the last, 3 1/3 innings?
Yeah.
You know, for a closer role and pitched his tail off. And, I mean, it's hard to win games when you're having to get five, six outs an inning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened to him. You know, it was a mistake. Even the errors that weren't in the books, you know, like right field, misjudging it, Furnace overrunning the foul ball and hit 10 feet behind him. And, I mean, there was, you know, not turning the double play there with Pino. I mean, there was countless. I mean, you know, he pitched great, but he's not – getting the swing and misses, which is kind of odd because last year he was so good at it. But I think Kate Townsend could be that guy. He's going to get the start tomorrow against Southern Miss. He's got high spin ratio, can throw it really hard. He's got a lot of junk. I think down the road they're really hoping to get him and also get Taylor Rabe that have got a couple starts there in the midweek, the last couple of midweek games. Maybe not as a closer, but be a key piece in that bullpen down the road.
What about Gale.
He's got to get that all speed going. He's just got to get more control.
All right, so Trey Hall, they start spring football tomorrow. Trey Hall, running back, junior college transfer, will not be practicing. I think he tore his Achilles. Luke Chang, shortstop, got hit in the face. He should be back this weekend.
Miguel Brown-Jones, we'll see.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with him.
We don't know if that's a religious deal or a personal matter.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors on the Cannon Motor to Mississippi Rodeo Hotline.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, welcome back to the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Yancey, that's a lesson you need right there. You can't always get what you want.
All I wanted was Cooper Pratt.
But that's if you try sometime, you might find you get what you need. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929 with 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire, we go the distance for you. What a great company.
Oh,
great
Bobby. Guys. Bobby's still just as sharp as he can be.
There ain't no doubt about it.
Mid-90s, it's yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, old goes Bobby to work Dunlap. Every day.
I mean, there needs to be a movie about that guy.
No kidding. No doubt about it. Let's talk a little more baseball before we get into football. Yeah. The starting pitching, to me, did fine. You know,
I mean, they're in the fifth inning, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, fifth inning with two outs, and they've all just given up a run. I mean, you can't, against that powerful of an offensive team, you can't do any better than that. I mean, yeah. They did their job, and that's the encouraging thing is Ole Miss didn't have an ace the last 2 years. They do now, and didn't have anywhere near of a Sunday starter the last 2 years. They do now. So everybody's seeing flashbacks because of the defensive breakdowns, right? That's why I said in thought number four, you couldn't have a worse way to lose the series because you're just blowing it. You're having to get six outs basically in the last inning, mm-hmm. five in the – in the fifth and the seventh, five outs I'm talking about. So it's deja vu on that defense deal, but they've got the starting pitching. They're much better hitters, much better offense. And the pieces are there, Chucky, on defense. When you look at
now,
Elko,
don't start coaching over there.
You know how I am at baseball. I look at Elko, and when he struggled offensively, it's when he struggled there at third base. He wasn't comfortable throwing it over from third to first. You kind of see that with Udemark a little bit. Made that high throw when they could have, gotten another out there in the ninth inning. I think Udemark could really settle down there at first base. And when Chain returns, he's a smooth defender. So I think the pieces are there. I really do. But let's say Chain is going to be out another – 5-6 games. I don't know what the protocol.
Mike said he should be back next weekend.
Okay,
he's in that 6-day protocol. So
who do you put there at shortstop against Southern Miss? Because that's a big game.
I'm probably going to run Pano back out there. Yeah, I mean the kid needs to play. We know he's got some talent. He's in a funk right now.
He does.
And you're not going to get out of a funk. It's just like being in a shooting slump or a batting slump. You got to play.
Yeah.
You know,
I might let him play against a little lesser team, and Randall needs to be out there some. He's a spark plug. I mean, he's hit the ball hard all year. Maybe move Randall to second base and Hill to shortstop, or vice versa. You could put last year.
I think you're right. Yeah. But let me say this: you forget about people are forgetting about last year when Randall and Hill both struggled at shortstop.
They did, but not like this.
No. I agree. Like I agree with that. Yeah.
That the one in the ninth inning was Little League. I mean, you could almost have your eyes closed on that one. That was bad.
Yeah.
And I hate it for Pano. I mean, he feels terrible. I mean,
sure.
I'm sure his teammates didn't say, you cost us the series, but he cost him the series.
Well, and Mike really wouldn't respond yesterday. One of the reporters asked him, said, what's your feelings about Pano? And he said, a great talent and a great kid. And then he cut it off.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said anything either if I'd been him.
I don't know who Ole Miss plays next midweek, but I would put him in there. Whether it's they need to beat Southern Miss. They need to get that good feeling before they go out there to Missouri. And, you know, I would go with the veterans right there. And Randall needs to get some at-bats. I mean, you got some good guys. Smithwick, I was proud of him. I know he flew out there, but
He
hit it hard and about went out. You know, those Randall and Smithwick are really two good pieces.
I'm surprised that Smithwick didn't play any other than that last pinch hit.
I'm surprised that Randall didn't play any, especially against right-handed hitters.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good defensively, really good athlete, and his hard hit ratio is second on the team this season. He's only batting .238, but he's hitting it right at people.
Well, and I tell you, I got sick yesterday with Mormon. You know, he's been hit so well leading the team in hitting, and he goes 0-for-6.
I know.
I mean, he pops up the first three times.
He just looked funky swinging it all day.
And look, I made this comment up in the press box. I've never seen a staff with more power pitchers than Arkansas threw at us all weekend. Mm-hmm. Two of their relievers on Sunday now were at 99.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Guys that hadn't even pitched Friday and Saturday. Yeah. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Usually the Sunday pitching, you wear that out. I mean, usually that's a 18 to 17 game.
Well, they're a little bit different where usually they got dominant starting pitching and they don't have a whole lot of hitting. They got enough hitting, but they just dominate you on the mound with the starting pitching.
I disagree with you about their hitting, man.
No, I said usually. This year, they got tons of hitting.
Yeah.
And their starting pitchers are kind of the weak link on the team. I mean, Saturday, I mean, it was 2-1 in the fifth inning. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss winning, but in that first inning, if Ole Miss just gets one hit there and you get 5-6-1, Ole Miss might go on and sweep that thing.
We had three situations over the weekend. Bases loaded and got nothing out of them. Mm-hmm. Should have put up a crooked number. Yeah. No question about it. Had the right guy at the plate, the right situation with the right guy on the mound, and we just didn't deliver.
Yeah, you to Mark Cade and Furness
hitting to a double play
and the shift was on it. And that's what's so curious to me about the shift. It just seems like it doesn't work with Ole Miss.
Come on now.
Maybe that loss is just – but I said it all weekend to myself. We hit right into the shift, and nobody hits in the shift against us. I don't know why. But how many balls did we see in critical times that would have been Sunday hopper double plays, you know, that we had the shift on and there was nobody there?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going crazy.
You're going crazy now. But
I'd like to go back to straight up defense.
That's all developed by analytics, and you know,
I know,
and either you use them or you don't. It's just like football. We fuss sometimes about Kiffin and him using analytics on fourth down and all that stuff, but hey, Bianco took 24 years before he ever thought about using the shift.
Yeah, and the last thing, Chuck, you know, with the baseball team, we'll start talking a little bit of football. Was the one thing that did show up, I mean, obviously the defense there at shortstop too, was the relief, right? That had been a strength all year. And I think Hookie, you know, Hooks, they call him Hookie, they were expecting him to go three innings and shut it down and bridge that gap to Spencer. That really hurt them in their bullpen. But they've got there needs to be a couple more arms that start developing. Kay Townsend and Taylor, the freshman last year that hurt his arm, are two guys that they're really counting on. The kid out of Tampa, Kenny, I thought he pitched really, really well. I think he went two innings, gave up maybe one hit, no earned runs, and then Saturday and really settled it down when Ole Miss couldn't get an out, right? That eighth inning, fifth, I believe it was. So that's something, you know, I do think the pieces are in place to be a much better infield. But I do have some question marks with that bullpen if Hultz is not who he was before this SEC. But Hultz comes in with bases loaded, right?
As a true freshman.
You would have loved for him to come in with a clean inning and your first experience, and there you are with bases loaded.
Yeah.
You know, after the defense had made two errors in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was a really bad situation to throw him in.
But I'm going to tell you.
But I am a little concerned about the bullpen.
I see the benefits of Mangrum, though, Coach Mangrum. I think he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
He's done a good job with the starters, and I think he'll get the reliever straightened out. I want to see Gale. I want to see Rab. I want to see, you know.
I think and Townsend is interesting. They're giving him a start because he's got that stuff that maybe he could down the road if Spencer is not, you know, that shutdown closer. Mm-hmm. He's got that kind of shutdown stuff right now. He's just been erratic, right? So may another opportunity against a damn good Southern Miss team to a further step to hopefully, you know, have another option down the road.
I'm Mr. Optimistic always.
Me too.
And somebody, you know, can call me out on it if they want to. But I left that series with a lot of positives too.
Yeah.
I mean, I was sick that we didn't win the series, obviously.
Sick.
But that team showed me that they can compete.
Yeah. And came back when they got punched two or three times. They punched back. Last year's team would just tuck it in and go home.
You know, and they had almost 40 hits over the weekend against Arkansas, the number three team in the country. And I'm telling you, that staff is good.
Yeah.
That staff from Arkansas is good.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Chucky, football starts, spring practice starts tomorrow. I know all eyes are going to want to be replacing Dart, but I feel like we kind of know what Simmons.
That's not even a battle.
So what is practice going to be open?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
So
I don't know yet.
If it is, what position are you walking straight to? The very first position you want to see?
Wide receiver.
Really?
We got so many new guys, and they've been so good in leading up to spring. You know, now they can practice now. An hour a week with the coaches, no pads, no helmet, and they've been doing that since January. So what, 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear so many good things about the wide receivers. I just want to see them. I mean, you know, Stribling and I mean the list is long. Wallace from Penn State, Caleb Odom. I can't wait to see him. Mm. I mean, he could be a tight end. 6'5", 215 pounds. I mean, just
brought in eight receivers, seven transfers. Stribling, Harrison Wallace from Penn State, Caleb Odom from Alabama, Traylon Ray, West Virginia. Got a buddy actually on that West Virginia staff, and he said, hey, this kid's sneaky good. Ole Miss got them a good one. I'd like to see what he's going to be. Deuce Alexander, another sneaky good type player that's going to be, you know, not all SEC, I don't think, but have a really good role on the team.
Now, he's supposed to be a speedster, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody can take the top off of the defense.
Yeah, yeah. And Winston Watkins, I hear a lot of good things about him as well from what he's doing. I think they maybe fudged a little bit on the numbers here at 6'2", but we'll see. I'd like to see, you know, how we'd like to debate about heights.
And then returning, you got Caden Lee. And, that's about it.
I want to see. Yeah, that's it.
No real white.
To me, it's all going to come down to offensive line. You know, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Have a hard time fitting through the door. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'm really worried about that offensive line. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to say if Lane's going to let us watch some practice, I'm going to save watching in the trenches till later when they get a little, you know, pads and really get after it a couple of days.
Jaden has to stay healthy this year.
No question.
He's been hurt every year, right? Not for the season, but
the biggest key to me,
four or five games every year. He's the most talented lineman. He's got to stay healthy. That's going to be huge.
Yeah. The biggest key to me, though, is Bryson Sanders at center.
Yeah.
We struggled at center last year. We struggled up the middle. This kid has been in training for 2 years. He's 6'6", about 320 pounds. I think he's going to be really good, but I'm wondering about his experience factor. But now, like I said, he's been in training for 2 years. He ought to be I don't think there's going to be any problems with the mechanics of snapping the ball. What's going to be the deciding factor with him is recognizing stunts and blitz and calling all the line calls that he's going to have to call, because that's difficult.
It is. But if there's one position I have no doubt we're going to be better at next year, and that's center.
Yeah.
We're going to be better at center.
Yeah, I agree with that. But we need to be good. We don't just need to be better.
Sure.
We need to be good.
Sure.
And bless his heart, Reese McIntyre, he played his butt off. You know,
kid played his butt off.
And thank goodness we had him. He was just limited. That's all it is to it.
Diego Pounds, I thought, started playing a lot better towards the end of the year. Can he even take that next step with Ole Miss? I think that's going to be a big, you know, having those bookends there with Jaden and Diego.
You think you're going to move him to right tackle? It'd be my guess.
Diego?
Yeah. Because they got, I think Jaden's going to have to play left tackle.
Be left.
And I do too.
I think Diego should be right, and then Bryson there at center, and then, you know, who's going to be? Look, this kid that transferred in from Auburn out of Mississippi, went to Mississippi State first. I think he's the guy that is getting talked about the least.
Percy Lewis,
yeah. McAdams, I believe he's from. I remember seeing him in high school.
Is Percy big enough, though? He's only 6'7", 355.
And we hope he's 355. He can get up to 400.
I've heard he's 385.
But he is absolutely – look, this kid is good. He's the guy that I think is not getting talked about. I'll be surprised if he's not in the starting five. I'll put it that way.
You'll see about his movement. That's going to be the key.
Put him down there at guard.
Yeah.
Just let him wallow there at right guard. Just maul. And he will maul you.
We'll be right back with a final segment of this week's edition of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover, man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all
Ole Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's edition of the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today to help make an impact with our student-athletes who give their all for our flagship university. That's GroveCollective.com.
Yeah, the Ole Miss men's and women's team, Chucky, made the NCAA tournament for the first time together in school history. The SEC plays 14 teams in the tournament, which shattered the Big East record with 11 teams in 2011. 14 out of 16.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Is that not insane?
Yeah.
Two one seeds should have been three.
How'd you like to be one of the two schools that didn't make it? I bet they felt like crap.
Fired. The Ole Miss baseball team slid down five spots after going 1-3. Over the past week and are now ranked number 18. The SEC has 11 teams in the top 25 and 5 in the top 10 and 6 in the top 12. The Ole Miss softball team is now ranked number 21. There are now 13 teams ranked in the top 25 in softball and 7 in the top 10, Chucky. So it doesn't matter what sport it is.
Yeah, that's right. In the SEC, it really doesn't.
It does not matter. And also, Ole Miss is, and the women's team are high, their highest ranking. I believe the women was 95 the last time they were seated as high as fifth in 2001 for the men's basketball, going off the top of my head, year that they made the Sweet 16. So hopefully they can get something done like they did in that 2001 team.
Okay, I've got to apologize to our listeners that you didn't do the recruiting.
Red and blue chips?
Yeah.
Well, give me 30 seconds.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Red and blue.
Wait a minute. SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. Ask Chuck. Always says, you know she's worth it.
That's what Wanda says every time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get into the recruiting news right here real quickly. Five-star quarterback Ryder Lyons, who has many Ole Miss connections, will visit Ole Miss at the end of the month. He's a four-star. I mean, it's the number four quarterback in the country out of Folsom, California. Ole Miss received an RPM pick for Kemper County four-star running back Demarius Yates. I love this kid, Chucky. It reminds me of that Dexter McCluster, the first, you know, just guy that could really go. He's number 127 overall in the country, the number 11 running back in the country. Rushed for 1389 yards, averaged 14 yards a carry last year as a junior. Clayton, North Carolina, four-star defensive lineman Keyshawn Stancil will visit Ole Miss March the 20th. Lexington, Mississippi, Holmes County, four-star offensive lineman Daniel Robinson will set up an official visit with Ole Miss. He's teammates with Ole Miss signee Cortez Thomas as a freshman defensive back on the team right now. 2026 Pike running back Jermichael Jones will visit Ole Miss March the 22nd. And Ole Miss is going to have a player come in tonight. He's a four-star quarterback, Gavin Sidewar. He's taking an unofficial visit. He'll see the very first practice. He's 6'3 and out of Pennsylvania, so you know he's serious about Ole Miss.
All right, the good, bad, and ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, or a maintenance program, Riverland has you covered, home or business. As a certified GAF Master Elite contractor, they can offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them at 662-644-4297 or visit their website, riverlandroofing.com. You'll never need another roofer again. All right, the good. Both the Rebels and Lady Rebels earned NCAA tournament bids announced yesterday. The Rebels were declared a 6 seed and the Lady Rebels a 5 seed. Congrats to Chris Beard and Coach Yo. Both are deserving. 14 SEC men's teams were selected to play in the tournament. That's unbelievable. This year's SEC teams are being called the best conference in history of college basketball, and the Rebels were 10-8 through those 18-game conference gauntlet. So were the Lady Rebels. Good job by both of them to be above 500 in conference play. Friday afternoon, the Rebel baseball team defeated third-ranked Arkansas 10-6 to begin a 3-game series. It was a really good win for the Rebels, with Ole Miss getting 14 hits in the game. Bad Friday was the only good thing about the series with the Hogs. The visitors whipped up on the Rebels 12-3 Saturday, then came from a 1-run deficit in the top of the ninth to win 12-9 in the rubber match. The positive is the Rebels were competitive with a very, very good Arkansas team, but the bad news is they had opportunities to make the plays to win Sunday's game and just didn't make them. A little sad news, a good friend of mine, Walt Chenault, age 65, former UM cheerleader, passed away. A mini tramp accident left him quadriplegic while he was a cheerleader at Ole Miss. He, in a wheelchair, was always smiling and always made the most of his situation. Walt will be sorely missed.
We'll
be back next week with another edition of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, hopefully talking about a couple of wins by the basketball teams and better outcome from baseball.
Hotty toddy.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.